A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samach Beis, Gittin 62b, pagination 124, the start of the new perek, at the top of the page. Ha'omer Hiskabel Getze Le'ishti. A person says, accept this get for my wife. O holich getze l'ishti, or conduit this get to my wife. Imratza lachzer yachzer. If he wants to change his mind before it is given to his wife, he can still change his mind. Why? Because the kinyan, the act of acquisition, if you will, or the act of changing status, in this case, has not yet occurred. In a case where he says, conduit the get to my wife, clearly there was no act of status change done yet. The person is simply a courier. In the case of hiskabel, accept this get for my wife, he is indeed sounding like he wants the person to accept it on her behalf, but that's not something he's capable of doing. In the words of Rashi, de get chov hula, a get is a negative for her. She's going to become divorced. Ve'in chavin la'odam ela midaito, you can only cause a demerit for somebody if you have their consent. L'yosis lo shliach l'chavoso, to become a messenger for their detriment. And the standing view on divorce would be that it's to her disservice to be divorced, and therefore that act of divorce, that change of status, can only occur with her consent, if you want to act as a messenger. In the case of a get actually being given to her, a husband could give a get against her will according to Torah law. We have legislation against doing that, but the principle over here is that if you wanted to utilize a shaliach, a messenger, a messenger can only act to your benefit unless they have been duly appointed. Which is the next case. Ha'isha sha'amra hiskaba ligiti, if the woman said, accept the get on my behalf, imratza lachzer lo yachzer, if the husband wants to change his mind before she gets the physical get, he can't change his mind. Because once he's given the get to a duly appointed representative of his wife, that act of giving it to the representative is the same as giving it into her hand, and it will be a valid get at that moment, and once it's done, he can no longer retract. Lefikach, therefore, im omar lo habal, if the husband would say to her, efshi shetekabel lo, I don't want you to accept it the way she designated you to be her representative, ela holeich v'ten lo, I want you to conduit the get to her. I don't consent to give it to you and view you as her representative. Then imratza lachzer yachzer. Then indeed, the nesinas haget has not yet occurred, and if the husband would retract, it would be a valid retraction. Keeping all this in mind, a number of things emerge. Number one, a misader gittin, a person who's acting as the rabbi officiating on the get procedure, is well aware of the vulnerabilities and takes different actions to make sure that the husband will not retract. The husband makes commitments that he will not retract, and likewise, we make sure to get the get to the woman in an effective way, so that once it is decided to do this change of status, that it's done in an expeditious manner. Now, there are cases that come to mind that it would seem that it would be a zuchus for the woman to receive her get if the couple is already separated with great acrimony. One might guess that perhaps it's already considered a zechus, a benefit for her. Nevertheless, in general, the practice is that she could appoint a shliach lekabala, but she would have to appoint that shliach. We will not generally accept a get on her behalf with the assumption that it is a zechus for her. And in fact, in many cases, it becomes clear that she really wants that get and she needs the get. And as one Rav described it, he had a message on his answering machine once in a very difficult divorce. And the message on the answering machine was, "Mazel tov, we got the get." And one would wonder that it is a zechus. Nevertheless, we don't act like that. And the woman would have to appoint a shliach lekabala if she doesn't want to receive it herself and instead wants us to receive it on her behalf. Obviously, these are complex issues. And if a Rav Mesader needs to do a more advanced methodology, he does so according to the laws as described in the poskim. An example of a more advanced case is a case where a woman is already living immorally with a different man. At that point, one can reach the conclusion that it would be a zechus for her, a merit for her to be divorced instead of living in sin with this new man. Reb Moshe, in Igros Moshe Evin Ezer Aleph Kuf Lamed Ches, discusses the possibility mentioned in the poskim that perhaps it's not a zechus for her because in her unfortunate moral situation, her standards, mayim genuvim yimtaku. She's enjoying living immorally, perhaps. How would we know? How do you know definitively that she would consider it a zechus if you asked her? It's fascinating how far we'll go with different svaras to consider the different angles of considering the situation. Reb Moshe, in that particular case, suggested that because the woman tried to get the get numerous times, the indications are that she really wants a get, and the only reason she's living with this new man is because she wasn't able, la'amod b'nisayon, to stand up to the great test of being an aguna. But intrinsically, she wants the get. And one can wonder that if you asked her, after such arguments and bad interactions with the husband, you could risk an obnoxious behavior where she might say, "Oh, now you want to give it, I'm not going to take it," or something like that. But really, she wants it. She's not looking to be a bad person. And therefore, perhaps in such a case, it would be considered a zechus. We should accept it on her behalf as a zechus, and then take the get and send it to her and hopefully she'll accept it, in order that the regular normative method of administering Gittin can be done with her normal consensual involvement in the get process. Again, the starting point for this discussion is our Mishnah, which says that a get is considered a chov, and therefore we cannot accept it under normal circumstances on her behalf unless she appoints us, or as we are developing this into more advanced halacha, unless it can be proven that this particular get is classified as a zuchus, a merit for her. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.